According to the Supreme Court, you're pretty much on your own when it comes to COVID. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 13th day of January. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other business news, stocks sank today because of a series of issues. We'll tell you all about that. We're talking chicken and Popeyes and then non-chicken with KFC. Ford stock was up today. We'll tell you why that happened. The new unemployment numbers are out. We've got the Wall Street Report and the story about a restaurant that has eliminated tipping and pays its lowest paid worker $25 an hour. And then for the interview, a deep dive into the electric vehicle market with Ken Chester, the founder of Roadworthy Drive. It's good stuff, but first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can find us on Twitter. Follow us at IOB_NewsHour. The Supreme Court dealt a blow to fighting COVID-19 when they ruled that President Biden's mandate for getting the vaccine into folks that work for companies over 100 people just didn't happen. CNN is reporting the court did allow a vaccine mandate for certain healthcare workers to go into effect nationwide. In freezing a lower court opinion that allowed the regulation to go into effect nationwide, the majority sent a clear message that the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, charged with protecting workplace safety, overstepped its authority. In contrast, the justices said that a separate agency could issue a rule to protect the health and safety of Medicare and Medicaid patients. So, yeah, it ain't over yet, and it would seem that you are on your own. After the ruling came down, stocks started free-falling. That decision, plus an increase in unemployment claims and the increased cases of COVID coast-to-coast, sent stock prices lower, with the tech-heavy NASDAQ taking a big hit. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Well, enough bad news. Let's talk about food, shall we? The folks over at Popeyes are wanting you to get a great deal, even in these times of worker shortages and supply chain scares. Eat This, Not That is reporting that Popeyes has revived a favorite meal that's easy on the wallet. It's called the $6 Big Box. Last available in 2018, Popeyes Big Box, also referred to as the Bonafide Big Box, is now back for $6 when placing your order in-store or at the drive-thru. The deal features a choice of 2 pieces of bone-in chicken or 3 chicken tenders served with 2 signature sides like red beans and rice or mashed potatoes. And, of course, the Louisiana kitchen's iconic buttermilk biscuit. And to tack on another bonus into the deal, the beloved box meal drops down to its original price of $5 when customers order ahead for pickup through Popeye's mobile app or website. I know you're hungry, right? But hey, there's more. It seems that the KFC chicken nuggets that are not made with chicken are a hit. The Washington Post is reporting that the fast food chain known for its fried bird rolled out a new plant-based menu item with the bold claim that it would be just as finger-licking good as the real thing. Out of the box, they sure look like the real thing. The exterior is crackly in its appearance, and the seasoning, there's a good amount of salt, hits the brain's fast food neuron grooves right away. Emily Heil, who writes for the Washington Post, writes, quote, "I don't get a distinct chicken flavor, though even real deal nuggets don't usually deliver much on that front. I'm of the opinion that the success of a nugget, whether meat or plant-based, rests largely on the exterior. Nail a crisp, well-seasoned coating, and you're roughly 75% of the way to a reasonable nug. Dunk the thing in sauce, and you practically could pass off pages of the phone book as edible." Such a great line. And the good news is they do look and taste like the real thing, but there is one problem, according to Heil. She says that a turnoff could be the price. Her six-piece box of nuggets from a location in Washington, D.C. cost $8.39, and for the same price, you can order a combination meal that includes KFC's popcorn chicken nuggets, a drink, and a side, and a biscuit. Enough about food, let's talk cars. Ford Motor Company saw its stock bounce up by $2.25 a share today to end the trade at $25.02. Why? Well, it was based on reports that the Tesla Cybertruck will be delayed. And how do we know that? The Street is reporting that Tesla has removed 2022 production schedules for the Cybertruck that was first unveiled back in 2019. It has removed those production schedules from its company website. The move could be linked to the global shortage in semiconductor supplies, modest delays in bringing Tesla's Austin, Texas-based Gigafactory online, or even problems with the design. Ford, meanwhile, is set to double the production of its F-150 Lightning to 150 units this year, and has said it's booked 200,000 reservations for the newly unveiled electric pickup. GM's EV truck, the Chevrolet Silverado, is slated to hit the market in early 2023. Now, if you want a really deep dive into electric vehicles and why automakers are spending billions and billions of dollars to get us to that world, you have got to listen to the interview with Ken Chester from Roadworthy Drive. There are some stunning bits of information there, and why automakers see nothing but profit moving forward with EVs. More unemployment in the U.S. The Associated Press is reporting that the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week to the highest level since mid-November, but still by historically low standards. It's low. The U.S. jobless claims climbed by 23,000 last week to 230,000, said the Department of Labor. The four-week moving average, which sort of smooth out week-to-week blips, rose nearly 6,300 to almost 211,000. The rise in claims can be traced to the Omicron variant, which is racing across the U.S. at an alarming speed. Economists do say that we should see a leveling off of the unemployment claims in the next couple of months. All of that didn't do Wall Street any favors today. The Dow was off by 176 points after being up earlier in the day. The 30 industrials ended the trade at 36,113. S&P 500 sank by 67 points and change to close at 4659, and the NASDAQ continued its sell-off, falling by 381 points to 14806. The trading was choppy all day long in the face of some disappointing news. The Labor Department said that December's Producer Price Index, it's what measures how much suppliers are charging businesses for goods, was up, get this, 9.7% annually. That is the highest annual increase since 2010. However, and this is good news, the monthly increase was only 0.2%, which was the slowest month-over-month increase since November of 2020. All that plus the Supreme Court decision plus the unemployment numbers plus COVID cases, yeah, it was that sort of day. And finally, there is this. A restaurant in Oregon is eliminating tipping, added a 22% service fee, and raised the wages of the lowest paid person there to $25 an hour. No, we are not making this up. Business Insider is reporting that the owners of a nationally recognized Russian gourmet restaurant in Portland, Oregon, have ended optional tips on their guest checks in favor of a 22% service charge on all orders. In a statement on its website explaining the policy, the restaurant, Kachka, says tipping at its most innocent creates inequality between front-of-house and back-of-house workers, and at its most sinister continues a tradition of racism. According to co-owner and head chef Bonnie Morales, the new policy began last week after several months of planning. The move smooths out the ordinary variable revenue from traditional tipping and helps her provide a minimum wage of $25 and health insurance to all employees. While critics have commented that they would like to reserve the right to tip less than 22% to express dissatisfaction with poor service, Morales told Insider that those diners are not really Kachka's typical clientele. And in fact, their diners traditionally leave a 22% tip, which is where that number originally came from. The real benefit is that wages increased for the lowest paid worker to $25 an hour. Pretty sweet. All right, stay with us for an amazing conversation about the future of electric vehicles. Our guest is Ken Chester, the founder and host of Roadworthy Drive. You will be amazed at how deep Ken can get on this very timely topic. Let's go.